Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Absolute Truth, hosted by Rabbinical Minister Charles T. Oliver of Saved by Grace Ministries, where we're teaching the divine truth of Yahweh's Word.
But only Christ can come and exfoliate their sin, and they may look grim if they don't take Him as the high priest. He is the mediator they sin. The world got too many gods, man. We choose the one from Hebrews. He rules, He rules His Son. He moves the sun. So if we praying in our schools, call us fools, cause our God's too true to shun. Channels 2 and 1, man, it looks insane. TV make a lot of Christians seem dramatically strange. Though we may be looked upon as one and the same, we will not turn to shame. We proclaim the name Christ Jesus. Believe us, you ain't gotta receive us, but we gon' follow our God wherever the Bible lead us. And you can call us dramatic, fanatic, emphatic, but hey,
and now
you
here's your host, Pastor Charles T. Oliver.
Shabbat shalom. Good morning. Welcome to Tabernacle of Truth, Messianic Congregations, Blog Talk Radio Show, The Absolute Truth. I'm your host, Kalev Oreem, Charles T.L. Oliver. It's been some time since we've been up here, and there's some things that's been going on in our ministry that the Father has been doing some wonderful things. Our show today was going to be on Hadassah, Learning How to Approach the King, Part 2. And this is something that's really, really dear to my heart, because a lot of people that attend services don't truly know or aren't truly taught how to come into the presence of the Father. But I'm going to save that teaching for next week. The biggest thing that's going around the United States right now is the mass killing that was at the nightclub in Florida this past weekend. And I've been watching the powers that be, local ministries, out worldwide ministries, people who serve God or at least claim to serve God, and how people are having mixed emotions on what happened. True, the mass murder was an atrocity. It was devastating. But I think the biggest problem that's going on with what happened is that people are trying to, I've noticed that a lot of people are trying to put their God, okay, into this situation. And what I mean by their God is what people believe that their God is, and not truly following the teachings or the opinion, well, I guess you could say opinion, of the Father Most High. Abba Yahuwah, you know, the true God of Israel. And it's really, really weird to me. I saw this thing on Facebook that was posted, and what was funny to me was what was stated in the message. And it said, and I'm trying to paraphrase, I'm going to try to remember it as best as possible. It says, sex before marriage, a sin. What was it? Sex before marriage, a sin. Murder, a sin. Lying, a sin. Adultery, a sin. And it went all the way through with a list. It said judging was a sin. It also said that fighting was a sin. And it went all the way through. And it talked about, you know, how there's no such thing as a big sin or a little sin, but it's all a sin. And that people need to worry, you know, are so hooked up on homosexuality that people need to worry about their own salvation. And it came to me, the Father gave this message to me. How can someone that doesn't follow the Father, that is not obedient to the Father, that, you know, that doesn't walk in the way of the Father, turn around and actually try to use the truth of the Father, still getting it wrong, but use the truth of the Father to justify their lifestyle? Now, don't get me wrong, I'm not homophobic, because I understand what the term homophobic means. Phobia means that you're afraid of something, and I'm not afraid of homosexuals. Just because I don't believe in your lifestyle, I don't agree with your lifestyle, means that I'm afraid of you. No. Most of these people out here, if I don't agree with Islam, I'm Islamic. I'm an Islamophobia. If I don't agree with homosexuality, I'm a homophobe. Okay. But I don't really understand because I don't agree with something, and that I choose to be moral. I choose to live by the word of the Father. And because you don't, I'm wrong in my lifestyle. I'm not getting that. I'm not understanding that. I really not. I can't understand how they turn around and they supposedly take what they think are sayings from the Father and use it, but they're 100% totally wrong. Okay, let's take, for instance, the part where it says that judging is a sin. There's nowhere in the scripture where it ever talks about that judging a person is a sin. Okay? There's nowhere where there's anywhere in the scripture where it tells you that judging is a sin. Okay? Now, most people are going to say, well, the scripture says judge not. Okay. The problem is with that is the fact that they don't, as most Christians do, they don't read the rest of the scripture. And by not reading the rest of the scripture, they don't get the full meaning of that scripture. Matthew 7:1, it says, judge not. Okay? Judge not that ye be not judged. That's the most part that everybody remembers. But it says, for with what judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged with the same measure met, and it shall be measured against you. Okay. That means you're not supposed to judge. No. What it means is, if I'm committing adultery and you're committing adultery, I have no right to come to you. I have no right to come to you and tell you what you're doing is wrong when I'm guilty of the same thing, when I'm guilty of the exact same thing. That's what that means. Okay? That's what that means. But the scriptures tell you that if your brother, whom you love, is doing something wrong, then you go to that brother in love and you tell him about his self, about his sin. And if he refuses, then it says, you bring him before the elders of the church. Excuse me. Forgive me for saying that. You bring him before the elders of the congregation. And if he still refuses and will not turn away from that sin, then we are to cut him loose, stomp the dust from our feet, and allow the devil to save his soul. Okay? So when we, ones that are truly saved, that belong to Yahuwah, and live and follow his word, we have that right to go to the ones that we love and to tell them if their lifestyle is right or wrong in the Father's eyes. Because if they're doing these things, then obviously they may not know that their lifestyle is right or wrong in the Father's eyes. Listen, I understand, like I said before, it was a great tragedy that happened. But if those men and those women that were in that club, living that lifestyle, were not in that club, living that lifestyle, then there's no way that those men and women should have ever been killed. Men and women that did not live that lifestyle were not hurt. Men and women that walked before the Father and his Son were not hurt. Men and women that truly follow the way of Yahuwah were not judged that night. I do not care whose mama was in the choir, whose daddy was a preacher. I don't care whose granddaddy was a deacon, whose aunt was a missionary. Every man and every woman must stand before the judgment throne of the Father for themselves. And he is going to judge you off of his word. And the Father's word says in Leviticus 20, chapter 13, and I quote, if a man lies with a man, as one lies with a woman, both have done what is detestable. (Clears throat) and they must be put to death. And their blood will be upon their own heads. That is the true word of the Father. I do not care what Bible you get, unless it's a homosexually corrected Bible, which is wrong, because the Father says that if any man adds anything to his word, these curses shall be added unto him. And if any man takes away anything from his word, his name or her name shall be taken from the Lamb's book of life. That's also in Deuteronomy, and it's also in Revelation 22:20. I'm not one of those who speak off what I don't know. I have close family members in my family that are homosexual, and I know where they stand, and they know where I stand. I love them, and I would do anything for them, but I do not agree with their lifestyle. I will not acknowledge their lifestyle. I will not uphold their lifestyle. I will not bow down to their lifestyle. I will not agree to their lifestyle. But that does not mean that I doesn't love them, that I don't love them, excuse me. I appreciate them. I adore them. But when they fall short of following the true word of Yahowah, my love for them won't and can't make me compromise for the love that I have for Yahowah. Those men and women that died in that nightclub, as I said before, was a tremendous tragedy. They shouldn't have had to die like that. They didn't have to die that way. Okay? And I know some pastors that say, hey, for me saying what I just said was wrong. Hey, the Father destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for the same thing. But the difference right now, I guess, is, as I said, how people are taking the sin and making it greater than the judgment. A president, I read an article, the president said that this place was a place of, and I want to make sure I got this right, a place of serenity and empowerment. I was always taught that the community of Yahowah, the community of God, was the place of serenity and empowerment. And it seems to me that I may be wrong. But it seems to me that he was placing this place, this den of iniquity, and that's exactly what it was. That's exactly what it is. Den of iniquity, and comparing it to a place of worship. Now, I may be wrong in my thinking where, hey, it could be a place of worship. But to me, it's hard for me to see it that way when There's no way possible that these people could be worshiping the God of Israel. There's no way possible that these people can live their lifestyles the way that they live it. Died that night, stand before the throne of the Most High, and think that they were going to heaven, that they are going to heaven, that these people's parents and Father, give these people's parents, their family peace in their loss. But also, Father, open up their minds to let them know that the reality that their loved ones are not in heaven. And it is not me judging. It is me going off the word of the Most High. The Father says, I'm the same today, yesterday, as tomorrow. I never change. So if the Father never changes, just because we do, does that make our lifestyle and the way that we live and the way we do what we choose to do, and as I heard a rapper say, that we make ourselves gods, that we live our life the way we want to and truly think that the Father is going to bless that lifestyle and allow us to come into his kingdom? I don't think so. Shalom.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Absolute Truth.